Rafah kills at least 9 Palestinians, including 6 children. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Despite being urged by many countries to hold back, Israel still plans to send troops into Rafah, which currently hosts more than half of Gaza's total population. Israel's war against Hamas has led to a dramatic escalation of tensions in the Middle East. In a recent briefing, Stefan Dujarric, the spokesperson for the United Nations Secretary General, discussed the situation in the region after an apparent Israeli airstrike hit an airbase in central Iran.
The Secretary General condemns any acts of retaliation and appeals to the international community to work together to prevent any further development that could lead to devastating consequences for the entire region and beyond.
Israel has also faced off with a Hezbollah militant group, with the two sides frequently trading attacks across the Lebanese-Israeli border. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Ukraine has appealed for its European allies to urgently step up weapons supplies as it struggles to hold ground against invading Russian forces. As Henry Ridgewell reports, Germany has called for allies to provide more air defense systems as Russian drones and missiles rain down on Ukrainian cities.
Despite the battlefield struggles, Ukraine's military continues to strike back at Russia, claiming to have downed a Tu-22 strategic bomber over Russian airspace Friday. Meanwhile, the Netherlands delivered a further 3 F-16 fighter jets to a Ukrainian training facility in Romania Wednesday. Denmark, the Netherlands and the United States are set to deliver the first of dozens of F-16s to Kyiv as early as the summer. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News.
For additional stories, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Officials in Thailand say about 1,300 people have fled from eastern Myanmar into Thailand as fresh fighting erupted at a border town.